Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Enyart Live Telethon. During our telethon, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special for the Bob Enyart Live Telethon.
Warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, the host of the weekly Worldview Online. Bob, I'm so stoked that you've allowed me to come in the studio again today.
Well, it's fun
so
when there are a lot of meaningless headlines.
I'm always good for that.
In the news.
No, now these are not meaningless. Let me just go over what I've brought to the table today.
All right.
We've got a prayer vigil that's being organized out at the Supreme Court. We want to put out an alert, I think, on that.
We should try to go.
We should.
Whenever there's an opportunity to pray in public.
Amen. And this will be at the Supreme Court, you know?
So?
We may want to organize a trip, but we'll get back to that. The Crystal Cathedral. Mm. You're familiar? You've driven by it on I-5 in La Jolla? It's gorgeous.
Erected by positive thinking.
The power of positive thinking. I've got a story on the Crystal Cathedral. We'll come back to that.
All right.
I want to talk about stealth fighter jets just because they're really cool.
All right. And I worked on the Apache helicopter.
You have some background in aerospace.
Yes. Yeah, so
maybe you can help me understand.
It's an interesting
topic. Yeah. I want to understand the story.
All right.
We've got Bill Maher versus Rick Santorum.
Oh.
And Tim Tebow.
Oh.
I'm going to manage to wedge Tim Tebow into this story.
Into that story.
Yes, I will. So stay tuned.
Well,
if you
and
haven't
Tim
had
Tebow,
your...
boy, you know, just thinking about John Elway. But anyway, okay, we'll get to it.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't had your Tebow fix, stay tuned. And then I want to talk about an encouraging ruling in the state of Alabama that doctors can be sued for the death of an unborn child.
Wow, medical malpractice when a baby in the womb dies.
Right.
Which is the opposite of the ruling by Samuel Alito, who Bush put on the Supreme Court.
Wait a minute.
And Doug, we'll get to that. But Samuel Alito was a hardcore pro-abort whom Focus on the Family, National Right to Life lobbied to get him as a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
I remember.
He
that.
Ruled as a federal judge the opposite.
Really?
The opposite of this ruling. This is a pro-life ruling. His ruling and so many others were radically pro-abortion.
Okay, now I want to talk to you. Step into the Wayback Machine back 15 years. Mm. But this headline is from today, from the Journal of Medical Ethics, a new theory proposed about afterbirth abortion.
Oh, this was such a tragedy.
Afterbirth abortion.
And we did this from the New York Times, a 3-page article. In fact, we still sell the DVD.
That's right.
Titled Infanticide Exposed. Not by the New York Times, but in it.
In the New York Times.
Where they were advocating that it be legal to kill a baby in the first month after it was born for any reason. Mm-hmm. And now it went from the pages of the New York Times to this medical ethics journal.
The Journal of Medical Ethics. The journal. And
this is real. They want to make it legal to kill babies. This is where we've been saying for all these years on Bob Enyart Live, this is where it's all headed. Not as though it's not wicked enough as it is, but this is where it's headed. Mm-hmm. Just the slaughter of the innocent, because once you start to shed innocent blood, you get a lust for it, a bloodlust, and you express your hatred for God by killing the innocent. And that's what's driving these supposed world-renowned medical ethicists.
Yeah. One other, if we can get to it. We've got a former director of Planned Parenthood clinics down in the Gulf Coast of Texas.
Yeah.
Who is, well, she's come over from the dark side.
Yeah.
So there, it's not like there's no hope for these child killers. There's hope, and we're going to show you right here.
All right.
But I want to start with the prayer vigil.
We can't do all these stories.
Yes.
But let's try.
We're going to try.
All right.
I have a feeling once we get to Tebow, that's it.
We're going to pray. All right. We're going to pray. We'll invite Tim Tebow to the prayer vigil.
Yeah, on March 26th, there's a prayer vigil being organized to pray outside the Supreme Court chambers.
13 days from today.
Just 13 short days from today, there'll be a prayer vigil. It's being organized by the White House.
Oh, what?
And they've invited various religious and nonprofit leaders to come and pray. The Supreme Court's going to be reviewing the Obamacare law, the health care law.
So Barack Obama is asking people to go to the Supreme Court and pray. So obviously the media is going to excoriate him, right?
I was wondering if they would.
I mean, what would they do if George W. Bush had done this?
Well, he would be drawn and quartered on
they
Doomsbury.
They would call for hellfire brimstone. Mm. To come down on the White House,
separation of church and state,
had done this
and all that, right?
They would be enraged.
Of course,
they would be frothing at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They would exhibit hoof and mouth disease if Bush had done this. But Doug, since Obama's doing it, they know he's not a real Christian.
Yeah.
So they don't care. They'll cut him a pass. Either no criticism from most of them or just mild chiding.
Yeah. It's kind of cutesy. They wink at it. Yeah.
Right. Like Bill Clinton carrying his 5-pound Bible to church on the news and nobody says anything because they know it's a fraud.
And so there's a fraudulent prayer vigil. Now, I don't know if I can make it because of my work schedule. I know we have to feed our families.
Yeah.
But there might be some real Christians out there in the D.C. metro area.
Who might go.
People who might be
at
going.
At least one or two real Christians.
Yeah.
Remember Elijah on Mount Carmel?
Yeah.
And you had the 450 prophets of Baal.
One of my favorite stories.
And then you had Elijah.
Yeah.
And Elijah said, all right, well, you guys, I'm going to back up a little bit because we're going to ask God who the real prophet is here.
Yeah.
And God just wiped them all out.
Yeah. Now, we don't anticipate anything
actually,
like that.
God had Elijah wipe them all out.
Yeah, that was a long work day for Elijah. When you sit down and think about how long it takes to hack 400 people
and
to pieces.
He was mocking them, mocking them, saying, why don't you pray louder? Your God, maybe your God has gone to the bathroom. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's on vacation.
I know.
He was mocking them, and then God had him kill them.
Yeah. That
was so God impressive. Gets angry at those who mock him because they lead people to eternal separation from God.
Yeah.
So he gets angry about that.
And Barack Obama and his non-governmental organizations and so-called religious leaders are going to be mocking God to his face, praying that government-instituted health care and publicly funded
that
abortion
Romney
be the law of the day.
Praying that Romney care become the law of the land.
That's basically what they're going to be praying for.
Yeah. The de facto, it already is, right? Congress passed it. The president signed it. Romney did it. So even if Romney became the next president, he obviously isn't opposed to Romneycare.
Apparently
or tax-funded abortion on demand, late-term surgical.
As long as there's a reasonable copay. You know, the state can't pick up the whole thing.
Well, unless your income is low enough, because the $50 copay goes down to zero in Massachusetts, where the taxpayers will pay for the late-term abortion on demand, whatever, thanks to Mitt Romney authorizing it.
Yeah.
And any claim to his defense about that is a lie.
Yes.
Yeah, 14,000 visits last month to ProLifeProfiles.com/Romney. You could find the truth that he implemented health care reform with tax-funded abortion.
It's right there in black and white, ProLifeProfiles.com/Romney. I got a note on this story. Prayer vigil organized by Obama. Al asked if it's BYOR, bring your own rug. He might be suffering under the misconception
that manager, bring your own rug. I was thinking this was a Christian prayer vigil.
Well, I think he thought because Barack is organizing it that perhaps
is there going to be the call to prayer? Is it going to start at 5 a.m.? Are property values going to plummet?
Oh man!
Once they start with those automated.
Hey, speaking of property values, Speaking of property values, the Crystal Cathedral out in La Jolla.
Yeah.
That 10,000 pane glass church.
Yes.
It's been sold to the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange for $57 million.
Wow.
Yeah. The Crystal Cathedral.
Robert Schuller.
They have
He was the power of positive thinking guy.
Yeah.
I guess that only takes you so far.
Apparently.
Positive thinking against the truth doesn't do you any good whatsoever. What's important is clear thinking with what the Bible calls wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Amen.
The power of positive thinking is, I mean, there's some mental health aspect to it.
Yeah, it's better to
if
be
you're
generally,
always down.
Yeah, if you're always depressed. That's
right. But to the point that you want to get mystical,
yeah.
There are some Pentecostals who think that if you say it right, if you say the right words,
right. Yeah.
That the power is in the positive assertion that there's going to be a miracle.
Yeah.
Well, that's a scam.
Well,
that's not true.
Well, they're bankrupt over at Crystal Cathedral.
Well, it didn't work over there.
Robert
but they're
Schuer.
Not Pentecostals.
They're not, but they're no. they're prosperity
They're more
types.
New age.
I don't know. I mean, to have a church that big in Southern California, you probably have to be delusional and, you know, how are you going to attract that big a crowd?
Doug, I love Pentecostal Christians. I
sure.
love them.
Absolutely. My wife got saved at a Pentecostal prayer meeting.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I kid you not.
That's exciting.
And there was a lot of that going
and
on.
You know what? If you compare Pentecostals, say, to United Methodists.
Oh, well, there's no comparison.
When a United Methodist dies, I know, I've been to their churches.
Yeah.
In the back of their altar area,
yeah.
they have a chute. They open it up. Send them right off to hell when a United Methodist dies. When a Pentecostal dies, most of them, actually, they love the Lord.
They ascend to meet Jesus Christ. That's right.
Right, like a lot of Baptists, like a lot of Nazarenes.
Yeah.
But every denomination has its fair share of people who really hate Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they do, and that's a shame. So there you go. Power of positive thinking, bankrupt. And the Catholics bought a very impressive building. I've driven by it. It's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I want to talk
about... They had drive-in services.
Drive-in?
Drive-in, where you park just like at a drive-in, and you put the speaker in your window.
Okay.
You get your popcorn and your host, okay. and you don't even have to get out of your car. This is full-service church.
Well, and for whatever reason, they've gone bankrupt. A lot of family infighting and pride. It's a sad story, really.
Yeah.
It's very sad. Yeah. Let's talk about jet fighters. The new pictures have emerged of China's new Mighty Dragon stealth fighter. Mm. It's the Mighty Dragon, a J-20. And military analysts are a bit surprised that, I've got a quote here from a military analyst. The J-20's development is moving along much faster than anyone had expected.
Doug, I worked on the AH-64. That's the J-20. Of course their work is moving along faster. Yeah. They steal it.
Oh, well,
they steal the engineering. They steal the design. Of course they're ahead of where you'd expect if they were actually developing it on their own.
You're always the pessimist. You're always, you know. Oh.
Well, when it comes to communism being able to produce wealth, I mean, they could do it, but it takes far longer than when you have freedom as your economic model.
Ah. Well, now this story came out on March 9th in the Business Insider.
Yeah.
And on March 11th, which is very recent.
Yeah.
Chinese hackers, this is according to...
Chinese hackers?
What
do they,
hold on,
what do they
on.
Have to do with the J-20?
Well, this is from
somebody
AGI.
Hacked into the J-20's research?
No, this is from the AGI Newswire in London. The Sunday Times of London has reported that Chinese hackers managed to infiltrate computers at British Aerospace and
stole
it
from the British
about the Pentagon's latest stealth
fighter.
Yeah,
but the British would have had to steal it from us.
Well, no, the British are helping us with it. We're partners with them.
Oh, yeah.
They're building the Rolls-Royce turbofan, those really cool engines.
Cool.
They build the stealth engines in Britain.
Yeah.
So it appears that Chinese hackers stole the information, and now surprisingly, their J-20.
Now, the Chinese are as brilliant as any other people group in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But communism robs people of their vigor, their strength, their courage.
Hard to be creative when you're a slave.
Yeah, right. It's harder. When you don't have the right to free speech, religion, travel, association, then, it's more difficult.
Yeah.
To get the best out of millions of people.
But then you can just steal it, like the Chinese have
done.
You could
steal it.
That's what they've done. Oh, I got another quote from Bill Sweetman at Aviation Week.
Yeah.
He says that no one is yet sure what the J-20 is for. And he's a military.
I know. I happen to know. This is my field.
Okay.
It's for crop dusting.
They have
a serious problem out there.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, they've got a lot of farmland in China, a lot.
Yeah.
And you may have a point.
Yeah. All right.
I thought that stealth jet fighters were for bombing and blowing things up in warfare, but... I'll defer to you, though.
And for crop dusting.
I'll defer to you. You have an aerospace
background.
That's
where Delta Airlines got its name. Remember the crop dusting in the Mississippi Delta?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And so that's undoubtedly the purpose for these peace-loving communists.
Yeah.
Is just to help the family farm.
So China has slaughtered about 20% of its women over the past generation. So they've got a huge population.
Sex selection, abortion, and infanticide of little girls.
So they have a standing army of millions and millions of frustrated young men who can't find wives. Mm. It's scary to think. And now they've got.
It is.
Now
talk
they're
about
working on
destabilizing your demographics.
It's
and
terrifying.
Europe. This has happened to Europe too. And we Christians, we've been warning China, warning Europe, and even warning America about this. The war on the child and the war on the family has its consequences. Mm. People think you could break God's law, do not murder. Really, you don't break the law because the law still stands.
That's right.
And you are going to reap the consequences. When you kill the innocent, as China's been doing, Europe does, a lot of liberals and Republicans here in America think they could kill the innocent, even pro-life conservatives. For good reasons, they advocate killing just some kids because it's going to help move the football down the field.
Yeah.
As though that's a...
You know, I was compelled yesterday, as I'm working at my computer, I got my Google alert for personhood, and I read about Ohio's new proposed heartbeat law. If you can't detect a heartbeat, you can kill the baby, is basically what the law says.
Right.
I read the name of the chief sponsor in the Ohio legislature. Got on the computer. Within 1 minute, I had his phone number, and I called his phone number, and I left a message at his office, and I sent him an email saying, please reconsider the fact that you're undermining
the
fundamental right to life.
Right. Thank you.
And I know I told him, I know your heart's in the right place.
Right.
But stop and think about it.
Absolutely right. Just go to AmericanRightToLife.org/regulations, and you will see why this and all other child-killing regulations backfire.
All right. Thanks for reminding me. I'm going to send him that link. Okay. I'm making a note to send him that link. Now, let's get to Bill Maher.
All right.
Bill Maher, that pig-eyed heathen that you and I have both sat across the table from.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a lot smaller and pastier in person.
You know the media reports of how vulgar and what a misogynist he is?
Oh, yeah.
I've been on the set, Doug, where a famous celebrity is on the show.
Yeah.
And here comes the celebrity secretary during a commercial break.
Yeah.
And Bill Maher treats her like she's a piece of filth in the gutter.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I mean, just shocking behavior toward a woman, toward another human being, in front of the whole studio audience, just treating her like filth, and he's a hero to the left.
Well, Bob, don't you get it? He's a comedian.
So comedians could treat women like filth.
Well, he's doing it all in fun. See?
Right.
He's not like you and I. If we were to utter something like that,
right,
we'd be misogynists.
Yeah.
He's
I don't think he's capable at this point in his life of having an actual relationship with a woman.
No, I don't think
he could have a relationship with Ann Coulter, an actual relationship with a woman.
Now, let me get to the story.
All right.
Before we start losing sponsors, Bill Maher, here's what he said about Rick Santorum. Okay.
Yeah.
He said, Rick Santorum homeschools his children because he does not want them eating from the tree of knowledge. He wants them locked up in the Christian madrasa that is the family living room, not out in public, where they could be infected by the virus of reason.
Mm.
That's what Bill Maher said. Bill Maher, according to himself, believes homeschoolers receive less of an education than those in public schools.
Oh, brother.
That's what Bill Maher believes.
How could he possibly, after 30 years of homeschooling becoming a phenomenon in America, how could he think that?
Well, he doesn't have any kids, you know.
Hmm.
So he's not really up on anything having to do with reality regarding the family. He doesn't understand the family.
No. So
in reality,
you homeschool. We homeschool.
We homeschool. I was inspired by you and a number of other people in our church to homeschool.
Yeah.
I encourage
Denver
everyone.
Denver Bible Church, where we don't tolerate public schools.
No, no. If you send your kids to the public schools and you
we
come
will
and visit,
do everything we can to urge you to reconsider, because you don't give your children to a godless system to educate your kids.
No.
They're too precious for
And them. let's help Mr. Maher with a bit of reality. The 2009 Homeschool Progress Report found that homeschoolers scored about 35 points higher than the average public school student on standardized.
Wait a minute. The average public school standardized, that would mean they score at the 50th percentile. So this is 3.5%. This is big, Doug. The homeschoolers score 53.5%.
No. 50? The average public schooler scores 50, but the average homeschooler scores 35 points higher. 35 points. Points.
It's not even mathematically possible. No, of course it is.
It's 84.
Doug, it is so phenomenal how much better homeschoolers do in history, geography, math, spelling bees. You know, the homeschoolers win those things typically.
And those aren't flukes. Those aren't outliers.
No.
That's your average homeschool kid.
Right. Well, maybe they also, not average, but on average, homeschoolers do 35% better on standardized tests.
Yeah. I only meant average in that the average homeschooler is obviously smarter than all the kids around him. That's all I meant by average. Now, they also score higher on the college entrance exam, ACT. I'm not familiar with that, but apparently it's a popular
ACT,
test.
ACT, sure.
Also, they talk about socialization. Everybody worries about my children's socialization.
Yeah.
Especially if they're sending their kids to the public school.
Right. They want your kids to become pregnant at 14 the way their kids are likely to do.
Right.
From a teacher, no less.
More than likely.
That's why we homeschool, for the socialization.
Yeah. Well, 71% of homeschool graduates participate in ongoing community service, volunteering, coaching.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a high percent. 70%.
30%, 37% of U.S. adults volunteer on a regular basis.
You mean the homeschool, almost double?
Almost double.
Almost double. And the other 30% of homeschoolers are homeschooling.
They're too busy homeschooling.
So that's like volunteering to educate the next generation.
All right, now listen to
this.
That's
a full-time volunteer
job. One
more
for Mr. Marr, because there are some things that Mr. Marr and I agree on. He thinks that the majority of Americans are too stupid to be involved in the government. Mm. And I think he's probably right about that, and I've got proof. Another survey indicated 35% of U.S. adults consider politics and government too complicated to understand. Mm. 35%.
35, a third.
The same question was asked to homeschool graduates. 4% said it's too complicated.
Well, that is, and that shows confidence, right?
Yeah, and
that's
that shows.
That's so exciting.
It's quite possible that a few decades from now, Bill Maher will be wrong. Because there will be enough people who aren't so stupid that they can't rule themselves and govern themselves and be involved in the government.
And could you imagine, Doug, if the homeschooling curriculum could do a better job of warning our young people about moral relativism and situational ethics in partisan politics? Because right now it's mostly designed as an apologetic for the Republican Party.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Mostly.
Yeah.
You know, Samuel Alito is a conservative, pro-life, godly justice appointed by George W. Bush.
We've got to get to
that. They get
that
from David Barton. Okay, go ahead.
I've got one more point on Bill Maher. One more thing for him to consider, and that's Tim Tebow. Consider Tim Tebow.
Oh,
before you ridicule homeschoolers,
right,
Mr. Maher,
yeah,
just stand next to, look up to Tim Tebow and consider before you embarrass yourself. By the way, Tim Tebow is currently at 1.35 million followers on Twitter.
You've been tracking this
Bill Maher,
ever since Bill Maher was ahead of Tim Tebow.
Bill Maher flatlining still just around the 1 million followers. Bill Maher has been in the public consciousness since before Tim Tebow was born.
Right. And Tebow's already
eclipsed him
in
so many ways.
1.3
so
million.
Many ways.
And if you want to know the Tim Tebow records, just Google Tebow records, Tebow NFL records, and click on kgov.com.
Go check it out.
/ Tim Tebow records.
It's the clearinghouse for all the records.
All the records. It's so much fun.
You know, I read Tebow's book. Did you know that the first high school he quarterbacked for, they let him go? They let him go. They told him, you're going to have to play running back. And he said, I'm not playing running back.
Wow.
And they said, well, you are. And he said, no, I'm going to go play for another school.
Wow.
So this brings us to the John Elway crisis of conscience.
John Elway is diminishing his own stock and trade. His brand is diminishing.
How so?
He is so prideful and so envious, he can't take the fact that Tim Tebow is so successful where it counts. For sports franchise, in marketing, in revenue, in ratings.
There's no argument on any. He tops everyone in the league.
Outpouring of love and excitement for a sportsman.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim Tebow is the answer to the Broncos' prayer for a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And they're looking at, well, a guy who's a great player, but he's about as old as you are.
You know, he's not quite that old, but he's old for quarterback. He's 35. He's about to turn 36.
This week.
I think he broke his neck, or I don't know. He had a neck injury.
He got two vertebrae fused together for a quarterback to have a neck injury that affected his right arm.
Yeah.
You know, any NFL player is one injury away from retirement.
That's what they say.
But Peyton Manning is one serious sack away from retirement.
That could very well be.
I mean, this is, you know, it's difficult. You're not going to build a franchise out of Peyton Manning.
No, I don't think so.
And I'm not a sports analyst, Doug, but do the Broncos have the weapons that a Peyton Manning would need to win?
Is he a good match? Well, not only do I think they don't have the weapons, but at what they're probably going to have to pay him, they might not be afford to get him any weapons.
The Broncos need a quarterback like Tim Tebow,
yeah,
who could scramble and pull out a win with his own physical prowess.
And who, during the rebuilding process, will sell out every stadium he plays in, home and away.
Home and away.
Every stadium will be sold out.
And the ratings will be through the roof,
yeah,
including nationwide.
That's right.
And so, Doug, the Broncos are on the verge of losing me. In fact, there's three generations in our family,
yeah,
that probably wouldn't watch another Bronco game for 12 years.
Yeah. Oh, for onto the fifth generation, we would banish the Broncos.
We're just so disgusted. It's so obvious that John Elway is envious.
Yeah,
he's ruining the reputation of the front office.
It's sad. It's sad. But you know what? I really think that the odds of what's his name? The old guy from
Peyton
Indiana.
Manning.
The odds of him coming here are, I think, pretty slim.
He'll probably go to Tennessee, where he played.
Yeah, or
college.
To Miami.
And Tebow would want to go to Florida, probably.
Oh, can you imagine if the Dolphins got Tebow? We could fly down and watch games together.
I would join
you.
It
would be great.
I can't afford it, but I would join you.
Make a family outing out of it.
All
now,
right.
Bob, I don't have time to do these stories any justice.
Well, just one more.
The Supreme Court of Alabama has ruled that parents of unborn children can sue doctors for wrongful death.
Good for them.
That's
because,
a pro-life ruling.
Yeah, medical malpractice, when you kill the baby, that's one of your patients, is the baby.
Amen.
And, Doug, Samuel Alito,
yeah,
people should go to ProLifeProfiles.com, click on his mug. He's a tier four personhood never.
He's the product of
leader.
30 years of Republican efforts to reform the court.
He is. He ruled five aggressively pro-abortion rulings as a federal judge before George W. Bush nominated him to the Supreme Court, before National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow and all these Kool-Aid drinking conservative so-called pro-lifers, yeah, lobbied for him to get on the bench. He's a hardcore pro-abort.
Wow.
He ruled the exact opposite in 1997 that parents could not sue when there was medical malpractice that killed their unborn child.
Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. The definition of pro-life has changed.
It has changed. It's the God-given right to life of the unborn
child. Amen.
Anything short of that helps the enemy. Hey, thank you, Doug McBurney. What a joy to have you on. God bless you guys.
Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.